One of the nice things about this centre is that we can have a lot of laughter and happiness. So anyone who comes here can feel safe and welcomed, even the presidents. So now we can close our eyes and start to get ready for some nice quiet meditation. Some peace in our body and in our mind. And it is important to start off with peace in our body. If the body's not relaxed, it's difficult to make the mind relaxed. So we start by just being aware of our body. Simple thing, just how are you, body? And I often say that to my own body and parts of my body as if they were not part of me, but just my friends. Independent beings, my legs, my butt, and so on. And I ask them, how are you, legs? Just to check in to make sure they're comfortable. And because I've practiced this for many, many years, I have a good relationship with my legs. I know them, and they know me. We work together in harmony, in caring for one another. If you try to go too deep too quickly in meditation, you're just wasting time. Simple, easy, then it gets deep. So just how is your legs now? And it's not just asking questions, it's being prepared. If your legs are not properly positioned, please move them. Just, you know, push the foot outwards or inwards, or separate the knees. Even just if you want to give something a scratch, as long as it belongs to you, not the neighbour, then scratch it. This basic kindness to your own body and being aware deeply enough, you know how these legs are. You don't miss anything. And if when you zoom in, I call it zoom in rather than focusing, you zoom in onto a part of your legs which is still a little bit unpleasant or uncomfortable, you zoom in and just relax it. Even just thinking, relaxation, kindness, peace. And your awareness should be strong enough so you can see that part of the body does relax. And I never leave even my legs alone until they are really comfortable for meditation. And it's not just for the sake of comfort. It's the sake of focusing on these two qualities of kindness and awareness, working together to relax first my legs and soon the rest of my body. I go next to my butt and I do focus on that area, even though that most people forget about it, because you're sitting still for half an hour, and if your butt is not comfortable, the whole of the body is going to have to fidget. So you can fidget now, asking your butt, are you comfortable? Do you need to, you've got to say, folded piece of clothing digging into your flesh? Adjust now. And next, we move up from our butt to our back. Ask your back, how are you? And I've got into the habit of always giving a stretch to my back at this part of the meditation. Always makes the back feel good afterwards. Once I stretch and then I let go until the back finds its best possible position. If you're sitting on a chair, it's quite okay to lean backwards against the backrest, or lean forward if that's more comfortable. What is important is that you know which one is better. You're aware to know where that comfortable position lies. And then you're kind to your shoulders. How tight are your shoulders? Surprise, I've got some tightness there today. So when you're aware of your shoulders, what do you need to do to relax them? One way I relax my shoulders is doing the opposite, just tightening them up, scrunching them up until I really scrunch as much as I can, and then I let them go. And the rebound from the scrunched up goes much further than where they were when I started. It goes to a deeper state of ease. And once my shoulders are at ease, and I can move my attention down to my arms and my hands, and I ask them, hands, arms, how are you? Are you comfortable? My hands were not comfortable, so now I've just moved them. And I'm aware after I've moved them to make sure that they are more comfortable now. This is like caring for your own body part by part. Being aware of that body. Because once you have awareness of the body, you get to know how your body works, how to relax parts of it, what makes it tense, what makes it heal. And I've found over many, many years of meditation that just pausing on a part of the body which is sore, or which is sick, or which is in pain, just pausing there and just developing some kindness, some gentleness. That has quite a huge therapeutic value. When your body does relax, it means that energies can flow to the right places to heal your body. I've seen that too many times not to believe it. And then once your hands are nicely comfortable, go up to your shoulders again and your neck, making sure your head is well balanced on top of the neck. Head not too far forward, not too far back. What do I mean by not too far? Find out what feels the best. And go to the front of the head, the face. There you will find many, many muscles which may be tightened up. It could be just you've been busy, you're tired. The remains of stress, anxiety. You can feel all those muscles tight. See what you need to do to relax them all. So the muscles around the eyes get loosened, become at ease. Muscles around the mouth become at ease. When you relax the muscles in your face, it's not just for the comfort, because many of those tightnesses in the muscles of the face are because of emotional problems inside. And to deal with the inner emotions is very difficult, but to deal with how they manifest on your body is much easier. By relaxing muscles, you're also relaxing the cause of that tightness, the fear, the tiredness, the anxiety. So when your face relaxes, so does your mind. And then if it helps, you can imagine your brain behind your eyes, between your ears. Brain often gets worked to the point of almost abuse. You work your brain so hard. Imagine taking your brain out of your skull, just imagine it, and putting in a nice basket, beautiful mattress cushion, blanket and pillow, like you're tucking your brain in for half an hour, so you can take a rest. So you don't have to worry. Everything deserves a rest. Now give your brain a break. Some time when it doesn't need to worry about a thing. We can just relax to the max. And then having relaxed parts of your body one by one. Then be aware of your whole body sitting here on a chair or a cushion. As a whole, you've relaxed all parts of it as best you can. If there are some parts you've missed, then just zoom in on it and give it the beautiful kindness. Like you're smiling on that part of your body. And just giving it as much kindness and care and softness as you can. See if you can feel it relax. And become at ease. And when I become aware of my whole body sitting here, having relaxed it part by part, the whole body feels delightful. This is just the pleasure, the joy of relaxation, which not only gives the relaxation more value, but it takes the relaxation to a deeper level of ease. Just wait for that little cough to subside, and now my body starts to feel really relaxed. I encourage meditators to feel that delight of relaxation, because that'll be the cause of much better health. When the body is free to heal itself. And then I go inside to my mind. And the usual way of getting to know the most important part of your mind is to introduce that peaceometer. How peaceful are you now? Just like a thermometer or a speedometer in your car. The measure of how peaceful or how agitated you are. Don't be ashamed, be honest. Because once you know how peaceful you are looking at that part of your mind which will give the opportunity to relax and get a deeper state of peace. What makes you more peaceful? What disturbs you? A general answer is the past and the future are disturbing. Especially now where you're safe in this room. And you deserve to have a rest, to find some peace. Each one of you works so hard. Now is the time for you to regenerate your energies by having some stillness, some quiet. No past, no future. Just now. What are you experiencing right now? Just be caring to it, be kind to it. In this moment, to be kind. And don't try and understand it with thinking and ideas and names. Just experience this moment in silence. Because with being in the present and being silent, you'll find your mind gets very, very peaceful. And that is delightful. Don't think what you're experiencing. Feel it. Just like listening to fine music or seeing a sunset. You know it, you don't need to capture it in words. How do you feel? Feel the silence. Feel this moment. And after a while, it's helpful to be able to observe the feeling of your breathing. You know the breath as it goes out from your body. You notice it stop, pause, and then the breath come in again. By focusing on something like the in and out breath, it keeps the mind from wandering away or falling asleep. It becomes something like watching the waves on an ocean on a calm day. Not really waves, but ripples coming up the beach and then receding away again. Or the air coming in to your body. Naturally, unforced, and then it falls away again as the breath goes out. You're not doing it, you're just watching. An observer. Relaxing to the max. I will be quiet for a few minutes. Just enjoy whatever's happening now. Just relax as much as you can, whatever you're experiencing. So you can feel joy in this moment. The delight of inner peace. How do you feel right now? What's it like inside? Coming close to the end of this meditation period. How delightful is the mind when it's relaxed and at ease and freed, not trying to attain anything or reach anywhere or be anybody. How does your body feel? Relaxed, I hope, at ease. In a few moments, I will ring the gong to end the meditation. Ring the gong 3 times. If you wish, please wait for every sound of the gong to vanish. See how aware you can be of the gong. Beautiful sounds which take you out from the meditation back into the world. Okay, so what we usually do now is just a minute or two of, you know, a stretch, and then if you need to go to the toilet, you know where the toilets are, and in a couple of half a minute, I can start this evening's Dhamma talk.